This is Twit.
And speaking of Windows 11, we have a known memory leak in Windows Explorer for Windows 11. PC Gamer notes that, quote, Windows 11 will soon be rolling out, and then rhetorically asks, but will File Explorer keep chomping through your RAM? And at least in what they believe they have, it will. It seems that among the many known new bugs which Windows 11 is introducing is a big new memory leak in Windows File Explorer. So PC Gamer informs us that, quote, the Windows 11 File Explorer memory leak bug, which surfaced a couple of months ago thanks to the keen eyes of one Windows 11 Insider preview user, is outlined in a post by user GyroHand269 on the Windows 11 subreddit. They note that with each instance of Windows File Explorer opened, the RAM usage stacks and doesn't disperse upon exiting. The post was met with thousands of upvotes from those experiencing the same thing, and plenty of comments from users who were able to replicate the issue. So they wrote, we're currently running version 22,000.194. They say, which we believe, and I do too, is the release version on our test bench, they wrote. And this author said, and I was able to reliably replicate the bug several times. And no, the RAM usage still hasn't freed up even after about half an hour of waiting. They wrote, if you want to check this is a problem for your own Windows 11 version, open Task Manager now and sort your processes by highest memory usage. Then they wrote, spam the Win plus E, you know, key combination. He said, you'll notice Explorer rise up the list pretty fast. And once you've closed them all, keep an eye out to see if the memory frees up. There doesn't seem to be an official acknowledgement of the issue anywhere, let alone news of a coming fix, which, again, they've known about it for months. It's been, you know, not acknowledged by Microsoft, but a lot of noise has been made. Yet they're shipping it anyway because we'll fix it in post. Thankfully, it's been logged in the feedback hub. So if you could replicate it, this PC Gamer site, I have the link in the show notes, suggests to pile on so Microsoft will be made aware that this is a wide-ranging issue.
There are so many, though. I wouldn't count on getting bumped to the top of the list.
I know.
Paul, as you know, Paul thinks it's way too early, as you said.
Yes, in fact, it was interesting because I heard him, yes,
on the
basically
show he said
echoing
that. Yeah,
me,
yeah.
Yes, on last Wednesday's Window Weekly, he said, come on, really? Like, this is not even beginning to be ready.
Yeah.
But the show must go on. Hey, I figure once the corners have been rounded, it's like, well.
It's done.
It's like they've given up, right? They've just like, well,
it's
you know.
Enough.
We're never going to get this right. We're never going to actually finish this. So let's just push out a stream of these. Now we'll just call 11 rather than 10.
It is interesting, though, that we are now accustomed to the notion that every bit of software is constantly updated, right? There's no longer this sense that anything's done. We know it's all going to be updated forever. Until they stop, until they give up.
Well, we know the sole voice in the wilderness.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You have one program. Yeah. Okay. All right. No bugs in your software.
Well, and when it's done, somebody over in the spinrite.dev news group the other day suggested, pointed me to some fancy automated system for like automatically checking for patches and downloading them and integrating them in software that had already been shipped. I mean, like proposing that I use that. And I said,
why?
You know, SpinRite 6 hasn't changed since 04. The DNS benchmark hasn't changed since I shipped it. Or it's like there was a couple little things shortly after launch. But then, you know, it's fine. Never 10. Well, not since 10. Squirrel never had a bug. I didn't touch it since I finished it. So, yeah. I do have a DNS based means for all the software moving forward to ping a pseudo server that I run to check to see if anything might have changed. All's quiet on that front.
Although that's prudent to put that in if you had to do a patch.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense to have it.
Yeah.
Yep. Because of course the moment you don't, well, actually not even then, but still. But Leo, I take your point. Yes, all other software is just a moving target. Right. It's like, well, you know, and I have the news group gang to thank because I'm getting ready to launch the next release, and they will happily pound on it and will find some obscure stuff where, you know, if you touch your nose when you're standing on your right foot and spin around 3 times and hit enter while coughing, then sure enough, it's a different shade of green on the screen or something. But, you know, though I would rather fix it now than fix it later.